Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you, and yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver, and Yah is our only Judge, only Savior of Yisrael, the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you another day. yes, we are dealing with deliverance. Deliverance part two. And what did we learn the very first night in dealing with deliverance? What we learned is that Yahweh will use seven different things, seven different ways to deliver our people. And we know Yahweh don't change. And this is what Yahweh said he did, to take a nation from the midst of another nation that has never, ever been done, which Yahweh said he would do again. Strange thing about this is that nobody in the world need deliverance, need to be rescued, need to be saved more than our people. But you wouldn't think that talking to many of the Israelites and listening to many of the Israelites around the country, they content in believing that the time is not yet. And then when you ask them the specific time, they will tell you they don't even know. And then some are so arrogant to tell you nobody knows. But they content in being slaves, content in being in the land of their enemies for an unlimited, unknown time. I guess just whenever it happens. But Yahweh never, ever worked that way. No, Yahweh said he deals with his people through signs and wonders. And since that's the way he deals with his people, watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Amos, the third chapter. And we're going to show you things that the other teachers are not going to show you. Yeah, they're running off at the mouth, but they're not going to show you this. Matter of fact, they're not going to show you nothing concerning our deliverance. Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Amos, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. And if you indeed are a messenger of Yahweh, a man of Elohim, you mean to tell me you don't know when Yahweh has said we will be delivered, we will be rescued, and not only when, not only how, but by what standard and method? Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, in which we will bring it to you. Seven different ways. Yahweh said he took a nation from the midst of a nation. Something that ain't never been seen. Or something ain't never been done before. It's been done one time. And Yahweh said it's going to be done again. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, watch what this says. For ask now, Deuteronomy 4, verse 32. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of heaven to the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is or has been heard like it. So what is Yahweh talking about? Watch what it says. Did ever a people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire? As you have heard and live, has that ever been done? Have anybody ever heard the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire? Heard it and lived? And the answer is no, other than our people. But watch this 34th verse. Or has Elohim tried to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation? And watch the seven things Yahweh said he did. By temptations, one. By signs, two. By wonders, three. By war, four. By a mighty hand, five. By a stretched out arm, six. And by great terrors. According to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt, before your eyes, unto you it was shown, that you might know that Yahweh is Elohim, and there is none else beside him. See, that's why Yahweh did this thing. And what do Yahweh want you to know today? What do he want you to know during this time? That you might know him. That you might know Yahweh is Elohim. And there's none else beside him. No deity, no idol, no other Elohim that's beside you that will be able to deliver you, save you from the midst of other people. And my goodness, do our people need saving today? But what are the various signs to let you know that these seven things are relevant today? These seven things are underway. These seven things are or have been enacted. Well, let me show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things have been enacted. Number one, the very first thing he said he would do to take a people from the midst of another people is by temptations. And what is a temptation? What do it mean? Well, the word temptation literally means to prove. To prove. And what did Yahweh do to prove anything? And let me show you how you know, first of all, these things. Not only Yahweh will do nothing, but watch this in the book of Proverbs 29. I want you to see this too. In the book of Proverbs 29, and watch what this says, 10th verse. The scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Here it is, people asking Israelite teachers today, when is the time? When shall we be saved? When Yahweh is coming back for us? And you know, they can't tell them nothing. They have no vision for the people to let them know when the time is. They can't tell them 2020. They can't tell them 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. They can't tell the people nothing. And why? Because they don't have vision at all. And the only vision you need is the vision of Yahweh. And what is vision? Vision is your ability to see the things that Yahweh wants you to see. And all through the scriptures, Yahweh showed us his divine test. Because that's what temptation means. It means a test. It means Yahweh will prove you and test you to see where you're at. And not only Yahweh tests his people, but Yahweh even tests the world, nations. Let me show you Yahweh's divine test, and then it's going to become very crystal clear to those who have eyes that can see how Yahweh's divine test has been enacted. Because the first thing he said he would do to deliver his people, to go in the midst of another nation, to take a nation from that midst, is by temptation. Which just means he's going to do a test. Let me show you the test he did. Because the test he did today is the same test he did in the scriptures. Watch this in the book of Jonah, the third chapter. And watch what this is. In the book of Jonah, the third chapter. And watch what this is in the very first verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah rose, went to Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. And Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city, a day's journey. And he cried and said, and watch what Jonah said. Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, why would Yahweh give Nineveh 40 days? Because this is what you're going to find in the scriptures. That 40 is one of Yahweh's divine test. He's giving you an opportunity to show yourself. Here it is. This is not even Israelites. But he still gave them 40 days. And you're going to see how Yahweh gave the world the same type of test. Watch what this says, though. And we're talking about temptations. It was done yesterday, and I'm just doing a recap. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim. Now, unlike our people, Nineveh believed Elohim. Yahweh said, if you take this message to other people, they will listen. They will hear. But if you take this message to the children of Israel, they're not going to listen to you. Because they don't even listen to me. And this is a proven fact. What Yahweh said is true. Here it is. Non-Israelites believed Elohim. But then as soon as you take this message to Israel, they're non-believers. Watch what it says. Even though you're showing them the scriptures. Watch this divine test of 40. Fifth verse. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And I asked our brothers and sisters today, when was the last time you put on sackcloth? Matter of fact, have y'all ever put on sackcloth? When was the last time you put dirt in your head? Have you ever done that? And when was the last time you proclaimed a fast? These are things that's all through the scriptures. But our people don't replicate these things. If you're not reading in a book, it's not even being done. Of course, we do it. But why aren't the masses of the Israelites doing this? When they hear and see evil tidings. Watch what this says. For word came to the king of Nineveh. In other words, Jonah didn't go to the king of Nineveh. He just preached this in the street. And the people believed. We go to leaders. Talk to them. Show them scriptures. But do they believe? No, they don't believe. Watch what it says. For the word came to king of Nineveh. And he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. I can assure you, most of the leaders don't even know sackcloth. never wars. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to Elohim. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hand. Now, how many Israelites have done this? We've proclaimed it. We've done it. But how many have done this to turn the evil way and to turn the violence away? Watch what this is. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And we've been telling people Yahweh is angry and he's returning with his anger. And not just for Israel. Yahweh is angry with the world. And Elohim saw that once, that they turned from their evil ways. And Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. Look what strangers were able to accomplish by believing Elohim. It only took was 40 days to see what they would do. That's all it took. Now, how long to see what they would do? And let me show you. Watch this. In a book, Exodus. I want you to see this. Exodus 32. Now, this is Israel. We've seen what the stranger did. Now, these are Israelites. And let's see what they will do. In the book of Exodus 32, verse 1. And watch what it says. And when the people saw that Moshe delayed to come down out of the mount, people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said to him, arise. Make us idols, which shall go before us. For as for this Moshe, the man that brought up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, brought them to Aaron. And he received them from their hands, fashioned it with an engraving tool, that he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these are your deities, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast of Yahweh. And they rose up early on the next day, offer burnt offerings, brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And Yahweh said to Moshe, go, get you down from your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it. Sacrifice thereto and say, these are your deities, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And Yahweh said to Moshe, I've seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, how long was Moses in the mount? And we know this story. Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. That's it. Now, Nineveh, strangers, not even Israelites, heard the tidings of 40 and believed. Israel, 40 days and 40 nights, they start worshiping and sacrificing idols they wanted to go back to Egypt. In other words, after 40 days and 40 nights, they began to act a fool. Now, what do this have to do with today? Do you realize Yahweh sent a plague around the world? And in this plague, Yahweh caused the whole world to be quarantined. And little do people know, this word quarantine is a Latin and French word that means 40. It literally means 40. In other words, when plagues, they were quarantining people 40 days. And here it is, Yahweh wanted to see what they would do, knowing with the understanding that at this time, being contagious, people dying like flies, the whole 40 days of quarantine, which many of the cities did, the mass majority didn't, they all did the same thing as Israelites. They complained the whole time. Open back the businesses. Let us go back to work. Let us get back started. Let us get back to normal. And of course, it was the government who said, you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't even go and worship your God. That's what the government said. And guess what our people did? They didn't go worship their God. Just like the government said. And then as soon as the government said, okay, now you can go, they went. Just like the government said. But the whole time, they complained. The whole time, there was evil tidings. The whole time, nobody humbled themselves before Yahweh. They listened to the government. But nobody listened to Yahweh. And Yahweh seen this thing. And they didn't realize, Israel as well as the nations, they didn't even realize that this was a divine test from Yahweh. Let me show you another divine test that you know was 40. And the world was quarantined. Every state just about in the United States of America was quarantined. That's the word they use. And they say it means 40. But you didn't know that that was a divine test of Yahweh anyway. Watch this in the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, where there is no vision, the people perish. I can understand why people perishing now, because most people can't even see. So they don't know when the deliverance of Yahweh will happen, because they don't even know the very things Yahweh would do to deliver his people. They saying Yahweh going to deliver us. Well, prove it. Show us something that Yahweh said he would do, and then show us that it's happening today. And I'm telling you, this is happening today. In the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter, watch what this says. And I'm going to start reading the 17th verse. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, get you up this way southward. Go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they are strong or weak, few or many, what the land is that they dwell in, whether it's good or bad, what the cities they have that they dwell in, whether it's tents or in strongholds. What the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood therein or not. And be you of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went out, searched the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rahab, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, came to Hebron, where Ahiman is, Sheshai and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore between two upon a staff, and they brought other pomegranates and other figs. And watch this pomegranates and the figs. Look, see how plentiful the land was? But I'm going to show you something. Watch this. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And watch the 25th verse. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Now, why 40 days? Well, then Moses said, look, I need y'all back in 40 days. No, we don't read where Moses said such a thing. But this is what they did. They came back after 40 days. And I already showed you that this is a divine test. That's what Jonah said to Nineveh. You got 40 days. Moses is in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And the people said, man, we don't know where Moses is. And they begin to act a fool. Let's see what Israel did here. They're 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came to the land where you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. More, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moshe and said, let us go up at once, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched to the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And watch the very first verse of Numbers 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. In other words, the evil reports that was brought back by the people after 40 days discouraged the people. The people thought they were going to die. They were only brought here to get killed. And what do we have today? Even though we've been telling our people that our time is at hand, we brought to our people to fast 40 days and 40 nights as our father did. And guess what they did? Oh, these must be false prophets. Nobody being delivered now. Our time is not now. And then when you go to ask them, well, when is the time? They don't know. All they can tell you is not now. Well, how do you know it's not now? Well, they don't know. So because they don't know, they will be arrogant to say nobody knows. And they don't even know. But we know. And here it is. They don't realize this was just a test. And they don't know the divine test of Yahweh. They never knew that one of his tests was 40, as we're reading here. And as a result of the children of Israel not recognizing this divine test, look what happened. These 40 days turned into 40 years of servitude in the wilderness. Each day turned into a year. Because people ask me all the time, well, are we going to have to stay 40 years in the wilderness? It depends. It depends on how much you believe Yahweh. Much you will act a fool when Yahweh bring about his divine test. Right now, you already failed one. Because Yahweh quarantined the whole world. The word quarantine means 40. And what did our people do? They're acting a fool, telling each other, don't wear a mask, staying home when the government say stay home, coming out when the government say come out, not realizing this was just a test happening as we speak. And I may ask, this plague is still devouring the world as we speak. Temptations. Yahweh said he would prove you. Yahweh said he would test you. How? While you in the midst of another nation. Because Yahweh intends on delivering his people. But our people first must go through some troubles, through some trials, and through tribulations. How can you even expect to be delivered and there's no labor pains? Yahweh said we will be as a woman in travail. So we got to go through some pain. And while we're going through, it's like a woman, she going through pain, about to deliver, and she say, I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. Yes, you are. You're about to have a baby. No, I'm not. You're about to deliver. No, I'm not. And this is what our people sound like. A woman that's in denial. We're not about to be delivered. We're not going home. This ain't our time. Fool, when is your time then? You don't know the various signs of Yahweh? And undoubtedly, you don't know. And the whole world was quarantined. But you felt good because the government opened it back up. So it seemed like everything is back to normal. It seemed like America is back. We're going back doing brothers wrong because now we're back at work. We're back doing our thing. We're about hanging out on the street, playing basketball, swimming in the pools. We're back. And you're not back at all. Look what Yahweh did next. Because the first thing he said he would do is by temptations. But the second thing he said he would do to go into the midst of a people, to save his people, he said by sign, which is number two. And what is a sign? A sign comes from the Hebrew word or, which means sign, light. In other words, this sign is something that Yahweh would do that you know this thing got to come from heaven. You know Yahweh's hand is on this unless you are in total denial like Pharaoh was in Egypt. And that's only because Yahweh hardened his heart. And we got a bunch of people that's got some hard hearts and some stiff necks. So I understand if you don't see it at all. The scripture says where there is no vision, the people perish. So I understand it. But happy is he that keep the law. So Yahweh said, number two, he will use signs. And what signs did Yahweh use? not only Yahweh will bring a divine test of 40 by temptations, but Yahweh will bring divine judgment, divine vision, divine sacrifice, divine increase, just as a sign. Look here. Look what Yahweh would do with his own servant whom he loved. Right now, the world thought they was free, heading down to the beaches, partying, having fun. Now look what the world is doing. Now they're in the streets with the threat of martial law. President already said, if I got to send the military in to all the states to get things back in order, I'm going to do it. And I may add, who's going to stop him? You think the governors are going to stop him because they said it's illegal? This president been doing a lot of things illegal. It ain't stopped him yet. Because Yahweh wants you to see his divine judgment. I know our people don't know what judgment is, but let me show you what judgment is according to the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter. This is the law. And watch what it says in Deuteronomy 25. So you can understand what divine judgment is. Watch what it says, Deuteronomy 25:1. If there is a controversy between men and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beat, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault by a certain number. Watch what it says. 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed. Least if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile unto you. So here it is, we got a law that if there's a controversy, we're supposed to, in judgment, we're supposed to justify the righteous, condemn the wicked. And look what you got going on in the world today. Here it is in broad daylight, on camera, four men, their knees, or three at least, on a black man, a servant of Yahweh, one on his neck, cut his breath off, and the man died on live TV. And everybody seen this man die. Seen him. So after Yahweh will quarantine the world, and when Yahweh quarantined the world, let me tell you what happened. He docked the ships. He grounded the planes. He turned off the lights to the businesses. And what happened to the world? The world became economically challenged, hardship all over the world, especially with black people. They said the food banks can't even keep up because people can't eat. And it might not be affecting you yet, but I can assure you it will. And then when the business opened up after 40 days, tell you what happened. They only can work part-time because they told the businesses they only can operate 25 to 30 to 50%. In other words, these businesses still closing early. The businesses don't have a bunch of people in their restaurants like they used to. People ain't flying like they used to. People ain't getting on the boats like they used to. So now it created not just a health pandemic, but an economic pandemic. Over 3 million people out of work all over the country. So not only Yahweh in this 40 days created sheer chaos, and it didn't have to be. All the people had to do, all Israel had to do was humble themselves, but they still don't. It ain't time. Yahweh ain't coming. We don't know when Yahweh coming. You must not know how angry Yahweh is. Non-believers, even though Nineveh believes. But Israel don't. Now, you was out of work, wasn't getting no checks. And then when you go back, many of our people go back to these various plants, they go back to get sick, such as in these meat plants, in these factories that a lot of our people are working in, places where it's just boatloads of people, which is a center of disease because of Yahweh's divine judgment of 40. You justify the righteous and you condemn the wicked. And here it is. We got somebody wicked who would kill one of Yahweh's servants. And yes, they've been killing Yahweh's servants anyway. But you mean to tell me you're going to kill Yahweh's servant in the midst of already a divine test? After Yahweh would test the whole world, close everything down for at least 40 days, then you're going to go back and test the servant and kill him? And now, what's going on with the business today? I Googled, I said, well, I wanted to see how many cities was protesting. And you know what Google said after you Googled it? 40 cities, 15 states, and Washington, D.C. That's what Google said. And why 40? Because that's Yahweh's divine test. Y'all don't see that sign? All you got to do is look up in the scripture 40, and you'll see it's all over the scriptures. This is one of Yahweh's signs to let you know when Yahweh is interceding. You don't see when Yahweh interceded during the time of Noah? Then let us read that. Let's see if this was a divine test that Yahweh was doing in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. We're talking about signs now. We looked at his divine test because that's what a temptation is. Temptation is a test where Yahweh will prove you. And he tested the world with this plague. They quarantined the whole world, which means 40. But watch what this is in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, the 4th verse. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And here it is. We already over 105,000 deaths just in the United States of America. Now, don't get it twisted, because that number is probably three times that amount, four times that amount, because we know these liars are not telling us the truth about the numbers. We know they're not counting everybody, because if they counted everybody that died because of this plague, then you really would be scared. Right now, you just halfway scared. But if they told the true numbers, oh, you'll be scared. But if you're not going to be fear Yahweh for the plague, Yahweh said that's okay. You're not going to fear Yahweh because of the health pandemic and the economic pandemic. Yahweh said, okay, that's fine. You don't believe it's me? You don't believe I'm intervening? You don't believe it's time? All right, fine. And what did Yahweh do? He had one of our brothers killed. And yes, Yahweh did it, because Yahweh said, is there any evil in the city? And Yahweh has not done it. And now here we are. Our people are in the streets. The world. I looked across the seas and they're in the streets protesting. This thing has gripped the world. And now, what's going on? Businesses, once again, is shut down. Can't even open up because of the protests. Windows. Businesses getting looted. They was already hurting. Businesses is getting looted, getting burnt down. And the ones that's not getting looted, the ones that are not getting burnt down, are closing early. Right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, we got a citywide curfew at 8 p.m. Matter of fact, I'm past the curfew as we speak. Of course, I got to do Yahweh's work. But nevertheless, 8 p.m. in Cincinnati, Ohio, citywide, this is stores that typically open 24 hours. So what did Yahweh do? He will have these places closed a third of the way. In other words, 3 times 8 is 24. So 2/3 of the hours they will make money. Now 2/3 of this day and night, they're closed. Not making money. And I may add, now we're 8 days protesting, and we're about 3 days since Sunday with curfews. Now do you believe it's Yahweh? I already know you don't believe it's Yahweh. Even though he brought to you his divine test, he's showing you his divine judgment. Watch what it says about his divine judgment. Still in this Genesis, the 7th chapter, we read the 4th verse. Watch the 12th verse. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Watch what it says in the 17th verse. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains were covered. And watch the 21st verse. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl, of cattle, of beasts, of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. 40 days and 40 nights. That's all it took. And why? Because this is Yahweh's divine judgment. This is what Yahweh would do. See, I showed you his divine test, where he would test, and he told Nineveh, 40 days, you got 40 days. All Moses was gone was 40 days and 40 nights. People said, we don't know what happened to this man. And they acted a fool. That was Israel. Nineveh believed. And after 40 days, Yahweh blessed them and didn't bring evil to the city. Here it is. When our people went to spy out the land, just like our people today, they come back with an evil report. Oh, these brothers wrong. These brothers, it ain't the 400 year. It ain't this, it ain't that. And then you ask them when. I don't know. Nobody knows. Oh, ask them. Ask them when are people going to be delivered. And see what they tell you. They have no dates. They have no time. Which really means there is no vision. And where there is no vision, the people perish. The people perish. And right here, Yahweh is giving you vision so you can see his divine signs. He showed you his divine tests with temptations. We're showing you his divine judgment of 40 with signs. But another sign is not just his divine judgment. Here it is. Yahweh told, if we had a controversy between men, and we do today, it's out in the streets today. This police officer, more than one, killed this black man, videotaped it, was obvious. So somebody got to be condemned. And somebody got to be justified. And look, right now, 8 days down, whirling once again, especially the United States, and they already told you that because the plague never went anywhere, people are still getting affected. Numbers are going up. They just ain't talking about it, but they going up. Why? Because this is divine judgment. They didn't believe the numbers anyway. They didn't believe they can catch it anyway. They thought this was some type of conspiracy anyway. So who cares? Well, we're going to see who cares. Let's see how many numbers it is now, because you still don't believe. You still don't even believe Yahweh's divine vision, which is a sign. What do you mean by divine vision? Well, let's go to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Because now we're dealing with signs. The second way Yahweh would deliver his people. He first said through temptations. He's going to test people. He's going to test nations. He's going to test his people to see what they're going to do. And I'm here to tell you, that was a failure with most, but not with all. And then Yahweh will bring signs. Signs. And we see the sign of judgment. We see the controversy that's happening in the streets today that's preventing you to go back to normal like you want to. Preventing you to go back to your life of vanity like you want to. Now, once again, you got to close your business early or you can't go to work early. And many of y'all can't go to work anyway because the business ain't even allowing you to go back. And the ones that's going back got to go back and be at risk of getting the plague. Watch what it says about Yahweh's divine vision. And yes, it is a vision. As a matter of fact, it's not just a vision. It's the very first vision in the scriptures. The very first one. And watch what it says in this vision. Genesis 15. And this is a sign. 13th verse. And he said to Abram, know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and we are, and shall serve them, and we are, and they shall afflict them, and we are, 400 years. Now, look at the irony of this. You got Israelites talking about, man, we've been here 500 years. This nation ain't even 500 years old. This is how ignorant Israel sounds. The nation ain't even 500 years old. So how can we be here 500 years serving somebody, afflicted by somebody that ain't even 500 years old? It makes no sense at all. And here it is. Your enemy's telling you, you ask Israel, well, how long you been here? They don't know. Well, we don't know because we don't know when Yahweh started to count. But your enemies all over the news, all over the books, keep saying we done messed these people over 400 years. We done afflicted these people 400 years. We done messed these people up 400 years. This is what they've been saying all week long. This is what they're saying all year long. This is what they're saying on other continents. That our people been messed over for 400 years. The only people that are saying we ain't messed over for 400 years is Israel. Go figure. See that irony? You don't even see the sign? The only one that talk about our people being afflicted for 400 years is Yahweh. The only land that our people have been in, afflicted and serving their enemies through the act of slavery and captivity, is where we at today. They admitting it. We know it. Yahweh said it. But you don't believe it. Not realizing this is a sign. Watch what it says. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards, in other words, after the 400 years, this nation got to be judged. We got ignorant people talking about, I guess in August they leaving. But nobody said we leaving in August. But make no mistake about it. This nation will be judged after the 400 years, and after August is the 400 years. I'm talking about the 400 years has ended. Make no mistake about it. And right today, we're in that 400 year prophecy. I know you don't believe it. I know you can't even see it because you don't even see Yahweh's divine test, his divine judgment, nor do you see the divine vision. Watch this. Let me show you this. here it is, we're in 2020. And what's 2020? Matter of fact, when people talk about 2020, there's only a couple things you can say about 2020. Let me point out three things. One thing you say about 2020 is that you got good vision. And here, our people don't have no vision at all. Not 2020 vision, because they act like they can't see nothing. When you go home, I don't know. When it's the time, I don't know. Well, I thought you can see. You don't have 2020 vision? And not only they don't have 2020 vision, well, what a judgment. Well, I don't know. Yahweh said 40 is his divine judgment. 40. We just read it in Deuteronomy 25. Yahweh said 40 is his divine test. We just read it in Jonah. We just read it in the book of Numbers. We just read it in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, where it rained 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahweh would judge the whole earth. And why 40 days and 40 nights? Because that's his divine judgment. And what are we talking about now? Vision. And why vision? Because what Abram seen was a vision. And let me show you that. Since we're in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the very first verse, after these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward." This was a vision. Why can't you see the vision? What's wrong with your eyes? And what's 20 plus 20? That's 40. That's how I know it's a divine judgment. What's 20 times 20? That's 400. You don't see that? You don't see the judgment in 2020? You don't see the vision of 400 in 2020? As a matter of fact, go to the book of Esther, the 4th chapter. Since we're talking about divine vision, you know the book of Esther, the book that you probably never read, the book that you probably don't understand, the book where our people was in Babylon just like we are in today. That was ancient Babylon, but now we're in modern Babylon. And watch what it says in ancient Babylon, that have everything to do with modern Babylon. Since we're talking about Yahweh's divine vision of 40, it's one thing to talk about his divine vision of judgment or his divine judgment of 40 and his divine test of 40, but now we're talking about his divine vision. And in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, the Almighty said, "We will be here 400 years. And what's 20 times 20? Brothers and sisters, 400. Now, why I'm saying 20 times 20? Well, let me show you. Watch this in the book of Esther, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read the 12th verse. "And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, 'Think not with yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than all the Yehudites.'" In other words, Esther, she thought she got to this king's house because of her beauty. And it was because of her beauty as far as the king is concerned. But make no mistake about it. The only reason she got to the king's house is because of Yahweh. Yahweh selected her. Yahweh chose her. And Yahweh would use her as the instrument to deliver our people from the hand of Haman, who had the king sign a decree to destroy all the Yehudanites in all provinces, says, of Ahasuerus or Babylon. But watch what happened. And she thought, since she was in the king's house, she was cool. Watch what it says. For if you all together hold your peace at this time, because she's queen now, then shall there enlargements and deliverance arise to the Yehudanites from another place. In other words, Yahweh is not going to use you. Yahweh can use whoever he wants to use. But this deliverance will arise somewhere else. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such time as this. In other words, Mordecai is telling her, look, the only reason Yahweh put you up there is for this reason. You just didn't know it. We just didn't know it. But this is the reason why Yahweh put you up here. Why do you think Yahweh quarantined the whole world? And then when you look up the word quarantine, it means 40. And we've been telling you to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And you looked at us as, like we was crazy. Why would you do such a thing like that? See, you didn't know what Yahweh was about to do. And he quarantined the world for 40 days. You didn't know that. And now, what a plague. And now what Yahweh is doing. He done had one of our brothers killed by the hands of our enemies, by these wicked police. And now, as a sign, somebody got to be judged. And here it is once again, according to the law, Yahweh said, you justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And somebody got to get some lashes. And how many lashes did Yahweh say they need to get? 40. 40 lashes. Why 40? Because this is Yahweh's divine judgment. But now we're on Yahweh's divine vision. Now, what is this vision about? This same vision was given in the book of Genesis, where Yahweh will prophesy in this vision about our 400 years. And we're dealing with that today. Well, what is Esther talking about? Well, little do people know, in the book of Esther, the fourth chapter, and we just read the 14th verse, for if you all together hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Yehudanites from another place. Well, brothers and sisters, my Hebrew brothers and sisters, the ones that know Hebrew, you don't even got to look this up. You should know what this word deliverance means. You should know what Hebrew word it comes from. And those who don't know, since you don't use concordances no more, all you got to do is type in Hebrew 2020 and see where this comes from. Do you realize that this Hebrew word, deliverance, is in your concordance 2020, come from the Hebrew word hatsaloah, which means to deliver, which means to rescue. In other words, even in your concordance, even in the book, the Hebrew word that means deliverance is from 2020. Yeah, Yahweh's divine vision. And I know you didn't know that. And you still don't believe it. Just like you don't believe his divine judgment. just like you don't believe his divine test, because our people didn't. Now, foreigners that listening to me, they'll believe this thing. They will see this thing. But not Israel. Because Israel, oftentimes, the mass majority of the time, when Yahweh will bring his divine test, divine judgment, divine vision, Israel typically will fail. Fail. Not only Yahweh will bring those as a sign, but Yahweh would even bring a divine sacrifice so that you can see that it's him, so that you would know it's him. But our people still don't know, still don't see, even though they see what's going on. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 105. Psalms 105. They see what's going down in the streets. They see what's going on around in the world, and Israel will still say, oh, it ain't time. Or this happened in the 1970s. Or this happened in 1991. This happened in 1989. This happened in the 1800s. This happened here. This happened there. Because Israel really don't want to be saved at all. They don't want to be delivered at all. They don't even want to be, but they don't even want to believe that they're going to be delivered. Watch what it says in Psalms 105. And I'm going to start reading. Look what Yahweh said he did. The 26th verse. Watch this. Psalms 105. He sent Moshe his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen, they showed his signs among them. And that's the second thing that Yahweh said he would do. And wonders in the land of Ham. In other words, who's showing you the signs today? He sent darkness. It made it dark. They rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. And when did that happen? That was the second plague. And what are we talking about? The second sign. Watch what it says. He spoke, and there came diverse sorts of flies. Yeah, all they had to do is speak, and it happened. And lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain, flame fire in the land. He smote their vines, also in their fig trees, and broke the trees of their coast. In other words, you keep reading this, totally plundered Egypt. Yahweh did this, and Egypt became totally economically ruined. Ruined. And what's going on today? This plague not only took lives as it did in Egypt, because they couldn't even drink the water in Egypt. Who's going to drink a water full of blood? But not only it was economically plundered, look what we got going today. And you refuse to believe it's Yahweh. And Yahweh, this is Yahweh's divine sacrifice. This is how he was sacrificed to get his praise. so that you might know it's him. He's showing you signs that it's him. He's showing you signs to believe in him. But I know you're not. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, watch what it says. Show you the type of people we are. And I'm going to start reading the 9th verse, Deuteronomy 9:9. When I had gone up into the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And yes, we did the same thing. And Yahweh delivered to me 2 tables of stone, written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that Yahweh gave me 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here. For your people, which are brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I've seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. In other words, people that don't listen. People that think they know things, but they know they don't know things because they're saying they don't know. But yet, they will be arrogant enough to say other people don't know because they don't know. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. And why? Because our people don't believe. They say they believe in Yahweh. They believe. They say they believe Yahweh is coming to redeem his people. Well, when? 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 Tell us. Since you, a man of Elohim, why can't you see? Yahweh said, where there is no vision, the people perish. Watch what it says. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burnt with fire, and the 2 tables of the covenant were in my hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh, your Elohim, and made your molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the 2 tables, cast them out of my 2 hands, broke them before your eyes, and I fell down before Yahweh, as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, Moses did it twice. The first time, it was on him. But the second time, he would do it for his people. And yes, we did it twice also. And I fell down before Yahweh as the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins, which you have seen, in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. And my brothers and sisters don't even realize how angry Yahweh is. Y'all think Yahweh is cool. And everything that's happening is just, it's just another decade. It's just another year. It's just another century, and it means nothing. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also. In other words, Yahweh's divine sign of 40 is his sign, his divine judgment, his divine vision, his divine sacrifice. And here he is, like I said before, Yahweh would increase this thing and will have people protesting, according to Google. I don't know. I just Googled it. It said at least 40 cities. That's what Google said. 15 states and Washington, D.C. But I'm sure it's going to increase past that. And now we are in the eighth day of protesting. Now, how many days will it go? I don't know, but I can assure you, it ain't about to stop tomorrow. And let's see how many days it goes. Let's see. Now ask yourself, how many days can you go with a curfew happening and getting short paychecks? How many days can you go with the stores closing early? How many days can you go if they actually call the military in and don't let you out on the streets? How many days? And why is this happening? Because Yahweh said somebody got to be condemned. The wicked got to be condemned. The righteous justified. And so a price got to be paid. And right now, who's paying the price? A lot of businesses, a lot of stores. But once again, shut down by Yahweh. And why? The whole world is watching Israel. The plague, the whole world was talking about Israel. And yes, they don't call us Israel, but that's who they're talking about. And that's who you should be talking about. And we will continue to deal with how Yahweh will take and go and take out of the midst a nation, from the midst of a nation, by temptations, by signs. And the very next thing we will deal with is by wonders. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Keep groping. I beg for the day. Y'all trust me, so overflowing. Y'all got me high on this. is all I need. Yahweh is all I need. Your love, Kodesh, my God. I must defend my God. This is all I need. Cook my evening, ain't I often night? Counsel to fear Yah and adore His light. These are the spirits we need in our life. To walk uprightly, be pleased in His sight. Trust in my Yahweh with all of your heart. Keep His commandments from evil to God. Give Yah His praise when He rises.